Ended with Kasvaya Wisturi Hanoah Kosher. Yesterday we ended with the Kasha on the Teres Git. We ended Shia yesterday with the Kasha on the Teres Git. There's a rule of Ketuse Mechti Shiura. There's a klal that Wisturi Hanoah are as if they're broken up. And the Teret Gittin said that broken up means it's as if they're not shleimim. It's as if they're broken into separate pieces. That's the Teret Gittin elsewhere. So the stipulate is the kasha from our Gemara. Then our Gemara, our Ran actually, the Ran here said that by a get you don't say ketuse mechti shiura because the get doesn't have a shiura. So the kasha is, if you learn ketuse mechti shiura, it's like it's shrunk, it's smaller than the shear, then the ram makes sense. But the Teres Gittin said, what is ketuse mechti shiura? Teres Gittin said ketuse mechti shiura means it's like it's broken up. If it's like it's broken up, then it shouldn't be good by get either, because get echad amar rachmano v'loi beis v'gimel get. A get has to be one piece, a get can't be three pieces. So the stipula asked on the Teres Gittin, it's a shtark akasha, that we should say, ketuse mechti shiura, over here by Gittin as well. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Sinu Kuchav Dalet, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, if you give a kus of get al Asuri, I know a kasha. Come on, that's what says the Mechaber. The Ramah says, however, if you write a get on something which is chayiv to be burned, something you have to burn, but davar aton sreifa, then it's not a good get. That's the Ramah says. That's not a good get. In parentheses, there it says ram. It says to look in our ram. So Ramah is saying that if you write on something that needs to be burnt, it's no good. So everybody jumps on the ram. The Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Machaikot, they ask on the Ramah. What are you talking about? Ramah is saying that if you write it on something that needs to be burnt, it's no good. That's not what it says in the Ram. The Ram says that we do not say ketuse mechti shiura, that there's no problem. According to Reb Shimon, who holds kolay midlis v'kasar of dami, it's no good. But l'didan, we paskin that it's only a problem ketuse mechti shiura. The Ram says that it's kosher. So where's the Ramah coming and saying the reverse? The Ramah says it's possible. So what's going on? The Ran says it's kosher. The Ran doesn't say it's possible. The Ran says there's no problem with ketuse mechti shiura. So how could the Ramah say just the opposite? So the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, answers. He says, this which it says, the word Ran in parentheses, is lav dafka. It's an old rule that whenever you learn the Ramah, and it says in parentheses, the Ma'am HaKaynis, that wasn't written by the Ramah. That was added, and sometimes it's a mistake. He says, the Ramah is taka arguing with the Ram. Why? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, this Svarim. He says, because you need get echad v'loi beis v'gimel Svarim. But to say mechti shiura, it's considered to be broken up. So that's why there are more paskins that if it's on something, on Isuri Anor, that needs Reifa, that it's considered broken up. It's Ketuse Mechti Shira. And Mamela, it's not a good get. And that's the Psak of the Ramah, that it's not a good get. So once I learned this, so the Stifles Kasha and the Teres Gittin, it's not so schwer. Because maybe the Teres Gittin will be Maida, that the Ran, he's not coming out like the Ran. But Lamaitza, there are more paskins. Now, the Ram Taka says there's no Ketuse Mechti Shiura. But the Ramah says there is. So he's passing like the Ramah. So what's the problem? He's passing like the Ramah, and the Mele is good. So it's a Kasha and the Teres Gittin from the Ram, the Chinami. But La Halacha, the Teres Gittin is saying that we paskin Ketuse Mechti Shiura is broken up. And the Mele, It's taka going to be possible by at least by a davar atzon sreif. Let's see the Gemara. Gufa shalchu mitam kasvu al isurei ana kasher. Amar avashi afanana mitanina ala ala shal zayis, which is the same as isurei ana. It also is not worth a pruta. But the Gemara, no. The Ulma shani ala shal zayis dechazi letarufei. What does that mean? An ala shal zayis is roi letarufei. So it has value. It's just not a pruta. Isurayana has zero value. And this has a value of less than a pruta. So why is that any better? So it's shayach akinyan if you mitzdarf it to other things. So the Gemara means that that's what they'll do, taka. They'll be mitzdarf to all shazayas with other things when they give it. I mean, the Gemara holds that if it's chazi as tarufe, then you could be kind of bad. Sometimes it's less than a foot.
It happens about this year, right now. You can't say it's not the Torah's kinyan, but the
as long as it's chazi as tarufe, as the Gemara seems to say, chazi as roi for kinyan is enough. The Rashi himself says something that's worth less than a pruta, you can't do a kinyan. So the Rashi
says.
Let's be royal again. All right. Vice does that the pshat in the Gemara is, yeah, as far as giving it to the Isha, there's no problem because the Ketzai says all you need is nesina. If you go with that mouth, all you need is nesina, you don't need a kinyan. So the only problem is the thing itself should be no good. So it seems like there's a rule in Shas. Sometimes the Gemara says, "Kola roi labila and bila makevizla." If it's roi for something, it's good enough. It's roi lekinyan. All the shalzayis is roi lekinyan. We start it with other things. It's roi lekinyan. Because the Isha is not happy with it. The Isha is not happy with it being roi. What? Pasuk Shoot Olay Mach Nirash.
Or not the Mach
Nirash. Huh?
It's not a
Kinyan. Okay.
Because here
it's not the Chesaron Kinyan. All you need is Nesina. If I say it has to have some Shem Kesef, it has a Shem Kesef. That's the Chiddush of the Tzad. The Nosan, the stats of Nesina is shayach with anything. Gemara just said, if you're going to say Lefi Ames, this Gemara's teretz is not true because we pass in Yisrael about kasher. So of course, all shazayis is kasher. We're just saying it's no raya from here to there because it's the kavim mechal. Tanya Rebbe, I'm a kasher al Yisrael about kasher. Nafik Levi Darshan Mishmei the Rebbe, Loi Kalsua Mishmei the Rabbi and Kalsua. Amel Sakavasi. So we pass in Yisrael about kasher. Tan Rabban, Vikasav V'loi Chokak. The memra the chakika lav ksivei. Chayrit coming to tell us the chakika is not ksiva. So what's the nidain here? The nidain is: does ksiva have to be one material on another material, like ink on paper, or is it good enough a chakika in the material itself, whether you're pushing it in or pushing it out? That's the nidain of the sugya here. If we paskin chakikas ksivo or not, and that's what we have a little bit of an arichus here. Now we're going to talk about chakika ksivo, especially try to be mevar the chakira of the Birchas Avram, which is that if you hold chakika ksivo, what's the ksivo? Is the ksivo the, when you indent something, when you press into something, is the ksivo the air of the indentation? Or is it the metal on the bottom of the air of the indentation? That's his suffix. What's the ksiva? What's not the ksiva? Is it the air? Or is it the metal underneath? What's the mashma? Pashta? I mean, I can't say mashma. What's a svara? Press out. Yeah, there's no suffix there. When it's pressed out, what gives your eyes the recognition of a letter is the metal. So then there's no shayla. The stem of shayla is only when it's pressed in. What gives the eye the recognition of a letter? The avir, not the metal under. You can make it with letters. The avir is the letter. It makes it happen. The ink is never worth a pruta. I mean, the nasan is this.
The ear is part of the...
That's what makes the letter, the space. Which air? I don't mean air. I mean space. I don't mean oxygen. I mean... the fact that there's a even a vacuum there, whatever it is, there's a space. There'll be enough kamina. There'll be enough kamina. What happens if you slice it? Let's say you have a shem. I mentioned to you that there's shilas about a yud kei vav kei. The Rambam says if you have a yud kei vav kei chokuk on metal, you have to be guided. You have to cut out that piece and be guided. So how much do you have to cut it? If you slice the thickness and you remove the top half, is that good enough? Was the metal on the bottom also part of the Shem Hashem? That's the Shaila.
What about the part that is he asking that if you have a
central, but that's also the time to think of central? L'chaira, if you look at the bottom Taisvis, Lememra de Chakik alach ksivahi, Havamatzi lach shuyay mei lufais, Diksiv bohu ksiva, Bekamakroi, Vayaksavam chokuk, so what do you see from Taisvis? What I was going to say is, you see from Taisvis, that's got to be the air, because the luchais were hollow through and through. There was no metal on the bottom, and that's called an ice. It's a raya that was the ice by chakika. The air is the ice, not the bottom. How many it is? The letter is the side?
Yeah.
The fuck
type size? This is a real letter in a regular case.
Side is a letter.
Yes, the bottom.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you say, let's say I wanted to get a get with Hakika, so I engraved it on a tas, I did a shalom lishma. Now I want to do a lishma. So now I take the engraver again. I engrave a little deeper. It's good or it's no good? It's very good. You need even wall space? I have no, but I have the same wall space, just have more wall space. The walls are the letter? You think so?
Why shouldn't it be good? You have a new letter.
If it's the avir, so I didn't take away the previous avir. Previous avir is still there. I just added avir. Just the ayah got big yah. Isn't that? That's like the ink on ink. Ink on ink have more ink. So it'll be totally in that. If you hold that, you can make a lishma of the second ksiva. If the avir are making more avir, it should be good. If it's the walls, though, I don't understand. It's the walls. You mean you're making new walls because you're going deeper. So you're making new walls.
Right. So
it'll be good for Manav Shachemi.
Also, the bottom is not, it's really connected to a large plate. There's a large plate of metal. The fact that the walls are there is something. The wall
would
be there, it would be a lot of sheet of metal. The wall itself gives it a letter.
So you use the walls that
give it
the
size.
You're right. So what's going to happen if someone did a shalai l'shamai, does it l'shamai, he widens it, it'll also be good. It doesn't go deeper. Just widen it.
If he goes deeper,
it should be good. Mumana shabbatah. Which is kosher. L'shamai, agabi shalai l'shamai. If you hold the agabi day, is good. So be totally invited the agabi day. If you told him, it's like a serbach or a fist. You want to be a philosopher? I wonder what's out here. At least you what color? What color?
There.
There's nothing there. What color? Color is nothing. What is color? It's just something the light bounces off a certain way, so it looks like something. So if it's out here, it also looks like something. You could see the av here. The av here is the letters here.
Av is magic. Okay.
What?
Av is magic. So,
you see the av should be able to
write.
You
should
be able to write with av here.
Av could be magic.
Something, but I don't mean the atoms of Avian. What I mean to say is the fact that there's a space, there's a ksiva. Yeah, I don't know why you hung up on there being something there. It just says ksiva, it doesn't say something. It has to be a ksiva. So. I see something. I see letters because it's cut out. But what makes me see a letter is the fact that there's space there. It's the space that makes me see it. I see the space. Why can't I get a sinner? I don't have to give the. I have to give the thing. I have to give the letter. It's the letter that they're mamashes. Think so? You really think so? If I do a hakika at the very edge, it won't be good. Let's say I do a hakika. The letter is at the very edge. So at the end of the letter, it goes to the edge of the metal. Won't be good.
No.
No, like a regular letter, just the last one goes to the end of the task. So there's no wall around.
There's no letter.
There's a letter. Why is there a letter? I'm not going to have the whole letter. I just don't have the stuff around the letter. I engrave the shin the way I normally, or the aleph, no matter how I would. I just cut the metal at the edge so that it's exactly on the line of the engraving. I have the engraved line, it's all there, but I don't have any wall next to it. I have to have wall next to it. If you hold your Nimuk of Kvil, then if you Nimuk of Kvil even by ink, then you'll need it here. But I would understand that the Avir is the letter, is the Pashtus. Because the metal underneath is not, because like you say, if I remove the top, then the metal underneath is nothing. So what is there? What's the letter? Walls and what did you think? Why can't there be a letter? Letter is what something you see. If I see something, it's a. No, you don't think so. Why can't there be a.
If you have an aver to aver on the whole side, then you go and you put on a piece of put on a plate, put from one side to the other, and then you chisel out very carefully just the metal all around the letters. And you're just left with gear. And touch the letters.
I have an engraved letter, and I
engrave the whole side.
Right.
And then I chisel not only the inside of the letter, I chisel from the outside of the letter, from the edge of the plate up until the letter. I go all around, and I'm left with just here.
This is a mechika.
Why is that mechika?
Because now the letter doesn't look like a letter anymore. Who cares if you touch it? Who cares if you made the letter ice letter, so maybe it's a grammar. The halacha is that if you have a letter and you put something on top of it, it's also mechika, even though the letter itself is there underneath. Let me ask you, let's say I have a vav written in ink. Now I take more ink and I don't touch the letter, just all around it I write black ink. So now it's one big black vav. So it's mechika. I didn't touch the letter. So you're doing the same thing when you're chiseling it. I don't know, I would think that the avir is the letter. What?
In this case, the only thing is the wall. The avir is the wall out there. The only thing is the avir out. The avir is still there, but it's.
So when I have a vav written with ink and I write black ink all around it, it'd be the same thing. The vav is still there, I just have to. Let me ask, if I have a yud kei vav kei, so I have to put it in Seamus. Yeah, Yehuda, you're going to say if I have a yud kei vav kei engraved, I have to put it in Seamus. So when I cut it, I can't cut it along the wall. The wall by the very edge is also a Seamus. Maybe say yes. I'm not disproving you. As he said, the wall is the letter. No, I meant the very wall.
Oh, yeah.
She said, it's also part of the letter. Okay, I don't know. So what's the Maisa Ksiva? If I hold this to air, I understand there's a Maisa Ksiva. When I engrave, I'm making a space. The space is the letter. According to you, it's the side of the wall which is the letter. Just till now it didn't look like a letter, and now I made it look like a letter. Right, that's also Ksiva.
Make it airtight.
But it's not the air, it's the space. It's the space, it's the fact. The fact that Tefillin looks like a letter, that's all. Okay, what's another nafka mina? One nafka mina will be if you think how you can cut it, which is the Ragachova's Claire. The other nafka mina will be Tosis. Whether you do Hakika through and through, whether it's a ksiva or not. Tosis apparently holds it as a ksiva. So it's a raya, it's not the metal underneath. Now whether it's the avir or the metal around, that there's no raya from Tosis. Because Tosis says that the luchas are a ksiva. So what? Tosis is ksiva, the klar is a ksiva, 100%. Between. Why should it be different? The Torah calls it ksiva. If you have a teretz, it'll be good, because I mentioned once the Rambam writes Chikika Kiksiva, and he brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah. And the kasha we had is, why does he bring a pasuk from Yirmiyah? Why doesn't he bring the pasuk from the Luchas? You should bring the pasuk from the Luchas, which is the more the klal is. You can bring the pasuk from Chumash, you don't bring the pasuk from others. So why you didn't bring
it?
The Torah is the Gavad. Okay, so this hopefully we'll have to get back to. In the meantime, we get sidetracked to the Braisa, and this Nakuda I wanted to spend a few minutes on in the Braisa. So we'll come back to Chakika Ketziva. Those of you who were here the Friday, I spoke about it. Check out your notes. The Maila I had is I spoke about it in the Navi Shir. Rav Weinberg listened to the tape. So he came over to me that the Pshat I said in the Ravid is not Mukhra. So if you go back to the notes, you look up the Ravid, you'll have to see at the bottom of the Yamid. If you have the old, you can try to look it up. I really do. So tomorrow I have a Levaya, so I really should do is replay the Chok Teichus Shir from a few Fridays ago, the Parshas Betzava, and replay it. I just don't know. I don't have the video. So. Okay, I wanted to get a sidetrack to the Braisa, and we'll come back to Chok Teichus on Sunday. So that's what they get us, the ratio. We see Chakika Kiksiva. Avoloi, Miksav Shalgabi Kipova and Duchturi. Now, what is Miksav Shalgabi Kipova and Duchturi? So we have to try to picture what it is. So Rashi helps us. Rashi says a kippah is some kind of hat, and a Duchturi is the type of jewelry. How does it have letters on it? So Rashi says, "Reichmon alav tzuris b'machek ke'en bushider belazvim rokbu aleim oisis aget einiksav l'fi sheder kasev kavua alamutal alabeged beis reshav tchuv." The way I understand Rashi, Rashi's telling me that if you take pre-done letters, let's say you have letters on a piece of paper, separate letters, and you take these letters and you staple them onto a piece of cloth, or onto a piece of paper. That way you make a word. You make a whole get. You have the letters all pre-done, and you take all the letters and you make a get. Rashi's saying that's this situation of Isis and Anaduchtari. Is that the way you read Rashi? Einai kosev v'kavua elamutal al habeged ubeiz roishav tchuvim. Until Beis Rosh Tchuvim, I would have thought different, but Rashi seems to say you have letters on the baguette and the heads are Tchuvim onto the baguette, and that's how it's attached. So you take a separate letter, a bunch of separate letters, you spell out again, you take this piece of cloth and you sort of staple it on. Tchuvim means pressed in, I don't know, with a pin or with something. And that's how you make Isis, Kamash Malon Rashi, there's Kamash Malon the Gemara. That's not ksiva. It's not ksiva if you take separate letters and you attach them with a pin to a background. That's not separate letters. What? Velcro? More than Velcro. You staple it?
Why would that be
engraving? Engraving, you're putting it into the goof of the metal. engraving into the metal. Here it's just on the metal, it's not in the metal.
You intend
to keep it there. So the question is, does that make it into a word, into writing?
If you intend to keep it differently, then that doesn't make it into
it. Doesn't make it into writing. It's just letters, separate letters on top. And I'm not saying it's Mukhlak and Svara. I'm saying that's what Rashi is teaching us, the Chiddush, that if you have letters on a surface, it's not Ksiva. What?
If
you attach it, that may be different. If you pin it in, that we see from Rashi. The Beis Yosef says that if you would. So if you would sew it in, or he's a Russian Arig, if you would weave it in, like yarmulkes that have letters in there, I don't know how to do it for the yarmulkes, I shouldn't say. But if you have a knitted baguette which has words knitted into it, as you knit in the words, so that's certainly a ksiva, and that would be a kosher get, the Beis Yosef says, as we call the Shema. Well, let's say somebody makes a baguette and he knits all the words into it, into the baguette. No, originally he knitted it. Originally, that's the way he did it originally. That's a ksiva. If it's orig into the baguette, that's good.
You said about the kippah earlier. You said about the kippah. You can let it on top of it so that it's separate. But instead of taking some mold, let's say you take the mold coming out of it, instead of that time, I've always
done. See, we have to separate two discussions. One discussion is when you take pre-made letters and position them. And that's the chiddush that it's not, which we're going to talk about now. There's a separate discussion. What happens if I create a letter by making a mold, by scratching in, which is the chakikah discussion here. The part of this thing is what we call kirav isyas is not a, if you take pre-made isyas, you makarav them one to the other, that's not a ksiva. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, I guess, but certainly of Rashi, that if you makarav the isyas, zelazeh, Kirav Isis is not a ksiva. There's a Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos. It says, Kosav Ois Achas Bitveria, Ois Achas Bitzipuri. A person wrote one letter on a piece of paper in one city, and then later in the day in Shabbos, in the Helam Echad, he wrote another letter in another city. He's Chav. Because I, only Chav, if you write two Isis that to have a shaykhis to the other, one to the other. So the Gemara says it's only mechusa kreva ba'al. It's only missing kreva. It's only missing being brought together. And since all it has to do is be brought together, that's not a chsar. Two letters that you write, two places, that all they have to do is be brought together, that is, mechusa kreva is not a problem. Gemara also says, if you write a letter on one wall, and then you write a letter on another wall, they put it. Why? If you write a letter on one wall and the other wall that are not, they wouldn't be read together. Two different walls of a building. So there, it's not only mechusa kreva. There you have to break down the wall to bring them together. So when you have to do the Gemara says mechusa kreva doesn't matter. Mechusa maisa kreva, if you have to do a maisa, breaking down the wall to get the two letters together, that's a chesaron. But if it's just bringing letters, positioning them one next to another, that's not a chesaron. From that chumrah, we learn out of kula that if when you write a letter, mechusa kreva doesn't matter. So from there, we learn that the reverse is true also. If the letters are written before Shabbos, and all you're doing on Shabbos is a kreva, bringing them close one to the other, in the car of them, that kreva is nothing. Bringing them, putting them next to each other is nothing. So kreva ba'alma, bringing letters together, is not a problem, because based on this sugya, and that's the reason for the din that I mentioned to you the other day. That if you want to write someone a letter on Shabbos, you take scrabble letters or blocks that have words, a piece of paper that have letters, and you write it on the table, you position it on the table, then there's no problem of at all, because kreva saisi zula zu, that's not ksiva.
Like you have
right. So that's not a problem. That's what you see from that Gemara. Kreva is you take separate letters, you make a word out of it. If making separate letters into a word is no problem, then making separate words into a sentence would be the same thing. would also not be a problem. Kreva ba'alma is not a problem, which, yes. So the question is, our Gemara is saying that min ha-Torah, putting oisis together is nothing. That doesn't prove that midrabanan it's not. We're saying it's not a get. We're not proving anything legabi the din derabanan. The Rav Moshe is tshuva in Simukuf Lamed Hei Nemzan that kirav oisis which are not attached is mutter, but if it's bechibor the way Rashi describes it here, it would be aser. And it's really the Mishnah Berurah says it in Tashin Mem Sukkot Nechav Beis. He says Osir Lechaber Oisios Kesef Ala Pareches. It sounds much like Rashi. You take letters and you put it on the Pareches. You pin in the letters onto the Pareches to spell a word. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's Osir. He tells you to look at a Chayyadam. But whatever the Chayyadam is Mesupik if it's Osir. But Kiravaisius, there's no shayla, is not exceed. Chibor, when you take pre-made letters and you put them one next to the other, that is not a. That's the question. Our Gemara is that something that's mutlach atchilo, or is it exceed a derabbanan? So Mishnah Berurah, Ramesha passes it as a derabbanan. Not so posh. There's a lavush. Lavush says that if you have a book. And the side of the book is stamped, like by us, people say it's the library book type thing, right? They have a stamp on the side, Brooklyn Public Library. There's a stamp of letters on the side. So the Lavush says that you're not allowed to open or close such a book on Shabbos. V'karev liyais chayiv chatos, he says. You open the book, you're breaking the letter. You close the book, you're making the letter. Lavush says, V'karev liyais chayiv chatos. If it's crossed out, there's no problem. If it doesn't have a din letter, then if it's readable, then it's a problem. If it's not readable, then it's nothing. You have a design, a lot of Sfarim have designs, it's nothing. It has to be a letter. Heter to cross out the library books, library thing. The Taz, Shinmem Beis, the Taz says, what are you talking about? Kovlius Chayet Chatos? It's just kirav isis. All you're doing is putting together isis. You're being the karav that one to the other. So he says, "Lo yibay chayiv chatos, you're not chayiv chatos because it's a davar shenim eskavim bechlal. You open a book, you're not mechavim for mechika." But he says it should be mutl lechatchila. Kirav isis is not a problem. We're learning here that being the karav letters one to the other is not a problem. So all you're doing is kirav isis. So Lavush says deraisa shouldn't be a deraisa.
It's not kirav isis. This is more like me taking food and make a letter out of it. That's not
kirav isis.
That's right.
Okay, what you're saying is we're going to have to figure out. So, but the Taz says that that's also kirav isis. And granted, the Mishnah Berurah paskins the ikur that it's mutter. He says the esat saira. He says that you should be machmir. But if you need a sefer, you're allowed to open it. Now, if you're needing a sefer, it means a library book to read. I doubt it. He's talking about a sefer to learn from. The ikur he passed is this mutter, but he says to be chayshish for the machmir. So now we have to know what does he mean to be chayshish for the machmir. Does he mean that by kirav isis we have to be machmir? I'm telling you, you're allowed l'chatchila to spell things. No problem. You can spell it. 1 minute. The Lavush asks the library books, and the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, Lechatchila. However, the library books could be different for two reasons. Either, like Shamshi is saying, that's the Chayra, new Shaila. Till now we're talking where you take letters that are made and you put them next to each other. What happens if you take dots and you put them next to each other? Let's say you take candies. And you put them next to each other and you spell a word. Is that a problem? Huh? A separate shaila. What do you say? Is that kira? What? Is it the same thing?
Kiryat
Yisfar should be worse.
You
make the letters. Because of kiryat. So it should be the same, you say. If the whole.
You make the shape of the letter with your hand.
Your hand is mutter. That says mutlach atchila, because it has no kiyum.
And this that you.
This, if you leave it there, it'll stay for a long time. You can leave your hand there, but I guess it's understood that the hand doesn't stay. Theory, it could stay. It won't stay there. So this is amisupik. Or this could be a second shilluk. What could be the other shilluk by the books? Anybody? This is another shilluk. The book, it's a little more like tchuvim. Right, we're saying if you pin it in, it's a problem. By the book, lamaisa, the binding keeps it, that it does automatically fall together. It's not like separate Scrabble letters, which you break it apart, it's broken apart. Here, it does have a binding. It doesn't keep the letter together. You could open it. But at least it's more of a kiyum dika letter. That's what Ramesh says, that the Scrabble and the grooves are also. Yeah. It's only matter without the grooves. It's Rabbanan, yeah. Because our Rashi says that's not exceeding.
That would be a shame Hashem. So,
it would be a shame Hashem. I have to put in shame as well. Why can't you just keep it? So have Kedusha. Have Kedusha, yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll be asking the same question for you. We'll have to see if they have the same demon. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm the subic in this Indian here. What we have here is this Kiddush, that if you take separate letters and put it together, that's not Kedusha. What I'm not sure is whether that's true about separate pieces of letters. If you take the M&Ms or something and you spell out a letter. I'll tell you why I think it's mutter and why I'm not sure. One reason I think it's mutter is Rav Moshe writes in his Truva, he's medamit, he has a kasha. There's a case where you have sand and you write with your finger. It's a gemara, it's a mechaber shel gemara. If you write in the sand with your finger, it says it's awesome. You write with your hand, with your... Now, what are you doing, really, when you write in the sand with your finger? What are you doing? But all you're doing is positioning a bunch of, instead of a bunch of candies, a bunch of grains of sand, you're positioning them all around. So Ramesha says, why is that a problem? If Mechusa Kreva is nothing, what's wrong with writing in sand? So Moshe answers, no, that's a drabanan because it's similar to ksiva. The maisa of running your finger through the sand, it's a drabanan because it's similar to ksiva. So that's why it's us. Because we pass the chakika ksiva, so what's the difference? So chakika is us, just like ksiva is us. But the question is, it's only kirav ba'alma. It's not a chakika and a piece of metal. Everything is solid. Here it's not solid, it's just a bunch of dots that are near each other. A letter, but what keeps the letter visible is a letter. The same thing, if I take candies and make a letter, I see a letter because of the candies. Here I see a letter because of things all around it that have a crave of alma, that have no permanence. Because what makes the ear have a tzura of a letter? Something that has no permanence, something that's only crave. The letter is created by something that I'm a kurav and zelazeh, that I'm not set.
So that
has nothing to do with
the
chosar kira.
The chosar kira is a din that
I
have a letter here, a letter
here
together. Here's a din permanent.
Okay, well, let's leave talking. Maybe you're right. All I wanted to bring a raya. So Rav Moshe answers this, similar to my succeed. But I wanted to show that Rav Moshe holds you can put letters next to each other. Since he's medamed to this case with the sand, it sounds like he doesn't dafka mean fully made letters next to each other. He means even dots of letters that you put next to each other. To Kreva, it seems from there that that's something which should be mutter. Right, the question is how much time exactly to spend on this inyan of mechusa kreva. I want to get more to the inyan of chakika. The inyan of mechusa kreva, I'm not sure, halacha lemaisa, I wouldn't be sure that you could put letters next to each other. You could put candies next to each other. Letters, it's borrowed that you could put next to each other. There's no shayla. The question is if this heter is even putting candies next to each other. I'm not sure. Certainly, if you put candies into an icing of a cake, let's say, that's a problem, because that's giving it some permanence. But otherwise, not borrowed to me. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to finish the Bannon Yom again.